4KFW Mobile. Again, you leave the refrigerator door open, NC9V.
Definitely feels like it, right? Saying 20 here, I mean, the weather app said 16 in Greer.
I got 19 here in Gaffney, W2JKT.
And I had 12 degrees when I left the house. But it's 18 degrees right here in 25, while up the hill.
Probably going to be a cold one today. Good morning, Eric. Hopefully I got some inside work to do.
Yeah, it's definitely chilly this morning. I had fires going in both houses last night, so, loading them back up this morning, and, headed in.
The water drip, the upstairs master bathroom sink wants to freeze up once in a while, especially if the wind's blowing.
My daughter and I, we went down below and rechecked the well, made sure it was insulated real good. Made sure the pipe coming up to the house was insulated real good. Everything's good. So, we let the water trickle anyway, just to be on the safe side. Everything looking good this morning. I went to bed early last night and got plenty of rest.
Probably have a few busted fittings out here at work today, I can imagine.
Diesel truck this morning was a little begrudgingly did not want to start. He just didn't turn over like it normally does. It's a little slower than usual.
My call yesterday took too long, and the batteries are shot in because they're like 7 years old, so I've got to get new batteries this weekend.
So mine had one battery go down, and I just replaced the one. You're supposed to replace them both at one time, and I'm not spending any extra money. And I've got my use of the original battery still in this truck. The passenger side battery has been replaced.
Truck 24 full, or is it just two batteries on 12?
On 12.
It's on 12. Most diesels are two batteries.
A pair of Group 35s in it from the factory, but I upgraded them to Group 24s. And man, that thing would turn over great. But yeah, after 7 years, the batteries just aren't any good anymore. So my brother-in-law is an Interstate dealer, so he just gives me his cost. So when I go up to, I'm going up to D.C. this weekend, he's going to hook me up with a couple.
Nice. I got 24s in this, and the one that the primary battery, which is the starting battery, that's the one that's the original. That's the one that was a little grumpy this morning. Yesterday and cranked up the motorcycle, let it run for a little bit. You don't let him get old. He stays on a trickle charger, though. Call him a little tickler. Through this, it's supposed to warm up really nice.
What do you eat Christmas?
I don't know.
Preliminary long range.
No, thank you for putting me on that little Exxon or whatever that gas station is there at exit 27. I stopped by the other day. A nice easy in, easy out. Very, not like going to the truck stop. You don't have to fight all that traffic.
It's when there's no traffic, but I have waited for several minutes before to turn left or go straight out of it. So that's the only drawback. But are you talking about the one where we met up that time?
One right outside to work there.
It's a really cheap, so that's what I like about it.
I don't know what I was thinking of. It'll be a nice drink together and everything's occurred. And I left it sit right there on the counter at the house. So I didn't have anything to drink. I said, I got to stop and get something to drink. So that's why I ended up stopping. And of course, there's a car parked right in the very first tractor trailer spot. So I just parked next to the car. No problem. But easy in, easy out. Easy peasy. I like it that way. The other day, I had to go to Clemson from, what would that be? Piedmont. And I took Highway 8 all the way over to 85. And instead of doing that, I think next time I was, what I did on the way back was take 385. 185 to 385. It's just a whole lot quicker. Even though you'd think it'd be easier and quicker to go Highway 8, it's too much stop and go.
Change gears.
Stomp the gas and stomp the brake. That's what it do. And it's a straight shot. I mean, it's straight through from the where I was coming over there in Simpsonville, I guess Fountain Inn. Shortcut from Fountain Inn all the way over to Highway 85 to head over to Clemson, but yeah, it's just too much stop and go. It's quicker to go 385 to 85, depending on how the traffic is on 85, of course.
Trailer south on 85, next to each other in the middle and the right lane going 45 miles an hour.
Trying to find good help these days.
Christmas presents. We got ourselves a nicer 3D printer than the one we had, and we've been printing a lot of stuff out for our board games and stuff. Turns out it's really, really nice to have a 3D printer.
Just got one and been playing with it. I've been wanting one. I just don't know what I'd do with it.
Here. We've got a lot of stuff to go with our board games, like player organizers and we've been playing Dungeons and Dragons lately, so we've been printing out all kinds of miniature figures and stuff like that and props for that game. And of course, I use it to print prototype tool housings when we have prototypes going on. And let's see what else: ham radio, all kinds of gadgets you can print for ham radio. Made a separation kit for my FT-100D to move the base plate off the head unit or the RF unit. All kinds of things you can do.
For the supplies for that thing.
Say that again?
The supplies cost for it.
A spool of filament is usually $20 or less.
Yeah. What does it do? Does it have a heater in the head? It melts it, kind of like injects it.
It's called the extruder, and it'll heat it up to, I think, PLA is around 220C, and ABS is like 260C, but, hundreds and hundreds of degrees up. And then it also has a heated build plate to keep it warm, and an enclosed chamber to keep it warm, and, it's really nice. It just extrudes it out and prints a layer at a time, vertically until it's done.
You write the program to make the thing, or you just found them online?
I use Tinkercad. I made some health point tokens for D&D with Tinkercad. There are several websites where you can download stuff that other people have made, and that's where we find all the D&D stuff, because that's pretty detailed and intricate. And I don't have the 3D chops to do that myself yet, but there's all kinds of stuff out there you can download and print.
Capable of doing multiple colors?
Yeah, I can. I got two boxes for it. Each box holds four colors, and it can do up to four boxes for 16 colors. So right now we're set up for eight different colors, but you can do up to 16. And then some of the new resin printers, they're a lot more like inkjets, and you can get a lot more colors out of them.
That KN4TFW. Could probably make a couple of items from a fish tank, right?
Tank?
I like the little hideouts for your shrimp to hide in.
I'm not sure what chemical content these things have after they're printed and if it would contaminate the water.
Okay.
Injection molding for that.
It's cheap on Amazon. KN4TSW.
Hello, fried shrimp. NC9V.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Saying I would send a picture of the setup to our group chat a little later when I get to the office. I'm coughing now.
My mom has something like that. She keeps coughing and can't get rid of it.
went for a 5-mile run yesterday, and it was cold and dry, and my lungs were just wrecked after it. It made this cough so much worse. And, you know, I've just been coughing and coughing for, you know, this is week number six. I think it's week number six. I've kind of lost count. I think last week was five, wasn't it? Yeah, so, yeah, week six.
The wife and I took one of our granddaughters and her friend over to the Big Air over there in Spartanburg the weekend before last, and they had a blast, but we were worried about catching something. It's not that close in proximity to other people.
In upstate South Carolina, we've got the flu going around, we've got COVID going around, and as a bonus, we've got measles going around.
Keep reading the paper, y'all. They're having a hard time trying to keep the measles outbreak down to a minimum.
It would say on the news that ethnicity of the people that have it.
Mandated.
Tell you everything about it except for what people will stay away from.
Other day about the mRNA shots for COVID. Apparently have something to do with cancer or they assist in cancer cell growth. Kind of wild.
Get those shots.
Well, I got the Moderna vaccine for COVID. I'm kind of glad I did because when I got COVID, it wasn't that bad. I would hate to imagine what COVID would have been like if I hadn't gotten it because, man, it was still rough. It still made the flu look like a walk in the park, but man, I got over it pretty quickly, so that was good.
Mine wasn't too bad. I woke up and it's like, and I mean, I got dressed and ready for work. It's like, man, I can't do this. I feel bad. But then by lunchtime, I was fine. It only lasted like 6 hours for me.
We had the mRNA shot through Moderna, and then for one time, and caught COVID, and it was like a bad flu, but I definitely attest to the myocarditis. I did have a little bit of chest pain afterwards, though.
I wonder, you know, I get premature ventricular contractions sometimes, and not since the shot, but since I actually got COVID itself, I've been having them a lot more. I got COVID in January of 22, and then we got it again a couple of ways. We've actually had it a couple of times since then. But, you know, after I had the disease itself, my PVCs got a whole lot worse for a long time. And they're okay now, but there was that summer we were working at home was great. And then, you know, after I got COVID in January 22, that following summer, it was hard for me to ride a bike because my heart kept on skipping beats.
And the wife got it and came with a cough. I mean, the cough lasted for months on end. You couldn't get rid of it.
See what that disease can do because it binds to receptors that almost all of the cells in your body have. It can go anywhere and do anything and cause all kinds of weird stuff.
Reiterate, man is his own worst enemy. And I read an article on that prior to all this COVID stuff coming out about the Wuhan lab and all the testing they were doing. And then they turned around and denied it. Tried to deny it, and I knew darn well because I'd already read the article. At a doctor's office, I was waiting for a visit. It was kind of interesting. So I knew it was out there. And there they were, covered it up.
Yeah, on that one, I don't think that the variant of COVID that got into humans was anything naturally occurring. Yeah, they were doing a lot of scary research out there, and they still are. They've just got, you know, gone deeper underground with it. But yeah, our own worst enemy is a great way to put it.
Change the speed limit out here on 85. I'm on a 26 interchange, but I'm only doing 62 and passing everybody.
Yep.
And even this pack of trucks here, I mean, I'm on 61 and having to slow down.
About at work. Y'all have a great day. Stay warm. the heater's going in the truck there, kid. And Eric, just stay in the office. Y'all have a great day. Good talking to y'all this morning. NC9B.
7-3 Leon, have an awesome, safe day. We'll catch you later. KN4 TFW.
73 Leon, have a great day. Drive safe out there and stay warm. This is WTU JKT 73. And through the battery this morning.
The heat on. Of course, I got mine bumped up pretty good, too.
And the battery's cold and everything else is just piling up. I've already used about 30% of the battery, and I'm still only at exit 63.
You're getting me for a little bit of mileage, too.
I lost 7.1 miles because of my driving technique. We won't comment on that. I've lost 10.5 miles for my climate control settings. And 8.4 miles due to the low temperature. So that's a 23.9 mile deficit based on those factors.
Usually gives me a driving score when I pull into the parking lot and turn it off. And then, but I've got some pretty high scores, but then I've been playing around with it.
Running the heat would cost you anything in a gas vehicle because you're just, you know, cycling the coolant anyway.
It's got economy heat and cool, so I don't know what that is. If that's coming off of the battery or what?
Yeah, usually in a gas vehicle, like economy air conditioning is just, you know, it doesn't run the air conditioning as much. It doesn't, you know, I guess. I don't know. I don't know that much about it, but, yeah, who knows? You're a hybrid, right? Can you drive on battery only, or does the engine always run?
And if it was flat, I could probably go a mile or two, but that's about it.
Probably running all the time. It probably just has, like, classical heating and air conditioning in it. It probably just has a mode where the compressor doesn't run as strongly or something, and that generates less heat transfer.
I go into full battery mode at, like, 70 going down the interstate, you know, if I'm on the flat. For maybe a minute or so, but then the engine will be
turned on. An electric air compressor then for the air conditioning. Heat pump.
I hadn't really looked. The owner's manual might tell you, but it probably won't.
Into SWJ, Echo Link.
And Scott, where are we calling in from? KN4 TFW.
Good morning, Scott. W2JKT. Yeah, haven't heard from you in a while. Where are you at?
Over the, in New York currently.
Go back down with you when you come.
How are things up in the Big Apple this morning?
Cool dandy. They got a burden of snow up here, about 3 inches, I think. So, it's real pretty, I guess. But it's real windy and it's like 18 degrees.
Did you say 3 inches or 30 inches?
3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I was going to say. I lived in Manhattan for the blizzard of 78, and I remember what it was like getting 30 inches of snow in New York City, and it was no picnic. We didn't go anywhere for a while.
I'm not, but I don't know. It's pretty cold. Several people have said it's been a long time since it's been this cold here.
The Weather Channel's calling it 16 in Greer this morning.
It's really, really cold for there, too.
Coax run, Eric.
I ended up playing with the new 3D printer all weekend, so it's definitely on my list for my 2-week break coming up. Somehow prevent me from doing it.
Mind about that, too.
Y'all Christmas?
Yeah, I'm here, W2JKT.
4
GMS. These temperatures due to these EVs, I've spent an extra 10 miles just in the last, you know, on this trip this morning, just because of the denser air and the lower temperature of the battery. It makes a pretty big difference.
If you're getting in the northern states, they take a beat.
And they're trying to put even bigger and bigger batteries in this thing. in EVs because you lose so much when it's cold out. And that's one of the biggest complaints about EVs in the north is that in the winter they're a lot less usable for things than they are in the summer. I mean, locally they're great no matter where you are, but you're not doing any road trips in 22-degree weather, you know, because you're probably losing 20% of your range to the cold temperatures.
Snow and ice, with it being heavier, it'd make it a little bit more difficult.
Both ways. I mean, I always, you know, having a lot of weight, you know, with the EVs, the weight distribution is always nearly perfect because they distribute the battery, you know, low in the car. If you got a low center of gravity and you got a lot of weight, a lot of weight on all the wheels, it can help with traction on snow, but yeah, ice is definitely not a good thing.
Pulling down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3 to Eric and Scott. You guys have an awesome day and be safe and try to stay warm, and I'll catch you guys in the morning, KN4TFW.
Hey Ken, good talking to you this morning. I'm going to jump out to you because it's about time to give Courtney a call and see what's going on with her coffee and oatmeal this morning. So Scott, good hearing from you this morning. You guys stay warm, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. W2JKT, I'll be clear on your final, Scott.
All right, you guys have a great day. It's good getting to talk to y'all again. Talk to y'all tomorrow. 73, and I'm clear.